Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It's fucking Friday. It's the 4th day of January, 2022. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 41 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 45 degrees today for the climate patient. It's colder than hell. It's, I mean, same. And air's getting so stagnant. I mean, just from the fires people are having to burn to keep from freezing to death in the morning, it's just smoky outside. We're getting that smoke from that. The air is that stagnant. It's not goddamn moving. Anyway, let's see what we're going to jump into here. There's no amendment that's absolute. Well, that might be so, but there are articles that are. Biden targets gun owners, uses debunked claim Second Amendment banned cannon ownership. I think this is kind of an old article somebody sent in when I watched the video on it. It was like when he was vice president under Obama or when he was a fucking senator, I don't know, but... you know, we'll have some fun with it. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, there's no amendment that's absolute, Will. That fucking Bill of Rights is not an amendment, and they're not amendments separated. It is a body of fucking law that was the law before it was ever attached to your fraudulent fucking Constitution, Biden. Biden targets gun owners, uses debunked claim Second Amendment banned cannon ownership, from Gateway Pundit, sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Joe Biden on Tuesday traveled to New York City to address surging crime and gun violence due to Democratic policies of being soft on crime. And that's not, has the fucking thing to do with it. It is the policies of the fucking international corporate mafia to pump goddamn people in here from third world countries, the most deadly third world countries on the planet, to create a problem so that they can create a solution, and the solution is to fucking disarm you so they can slaughter you. I mean, goddamn, they have zero respect for our intellect. Biden met with New York Mayor Eric Adams and New York Governor Kathy Hochul at the NYPD headquarters in Manhattan. Joe Biden immediately attacked law-abiding owners, and then, fuck you, you know what, fuck, I've always said, fuck you, law-abiding fucking bastards. You're infringement fucking acquiescers is what you are. Because there can be no law concerning your second article right. The ninth article makes it absolutely clear, and that is the highest law in this fucking land, because it's the law of we the people. Ratified December 15, 1791. Never forget it. But I mean, fucking deep. Anyway, Manhattan headquarters in Manhattan. Joe Biden immediately attacked the law-abiding gun owners. Law-abiding gun owners. They used to fucking brag about that, too. Us law-abiding gun owners ought to be left alone because the people who are doing the thing, they won't follow the law anyway, but we do. Yeah, you did. You acquiesced to fucking infringement and fucking denial without fucking question, you fucking cowards. You couldn't read that second article and see that period at the end of it and fucking stand by it like your goddamn ancestors who gave you your fucking freedom did? Make me sick. Law-abiding gun owners and use the debunked claim that the Second Amendment banned cannon ownership. Now that is such bullshit. I sent a little clip in from one of the magazines where you can order bullshit and where you can order the little cannons. You can build a big cannon. Fuck. When I was young, this used to be wilderness out here where I'm at. It's a fucking city now. The fucking Californians have fucking invaded. They're every fucking where. They're fucking make your fucking skin crawl. But it used to be the fucking wilderness out here. And when we were young, we played with dynamite and fucking goddamn black powder and shit. As far as cannons, some couple buddies of mine, they worked out at Talena Farms. And they have big equipment out there. And they had a whole pile of these fucking pins, you know, like to go through where the arms on the equipment work. There's a big old pin that goes through there that holds the two pieces together. And they had a whole big old thing full of them, you know, the fucking worn out ones. So they fucking built the cannon. I mean, they got some real heavy steel and built a cannon, the right caliber for them. And man, not much of an angle either. On a day when the lake was like glass. You fire that son of a bitch and go, and hell, they'd go out there about a mile and then use big splash. And I mean, we built other cannons and stuff, but hell, you can build your own fucking cannon just like you can build your own fucking gun. It ain't none of their goddamn business. And everybody should build them a cannon. I mean, a cannon, even if it's, you know, fucking where you're loading it up like they did back in 1775, that motherfucker will rip some ass. Think about fucking them hitting fucking a house and you know, they're going to charge in with their fucking SWAT team. And then the guy's fucking laying in bed with fucking two fucking switches right by his fucking hand. He just flips them and it fires that fucking cannon, 2 3-inch cannons right through the goddamn door and out through. You know, it'd go a couple fucking blocks through houses and everything. But I'll tell you what, they would regret trying to go through that fucking door. There'd be some dead motherfuckers. And I mean, they try to act like, you know, it's like over when they were doing Iraq and Afghanistan, these expert bomb makers. Hell, anything that will fucking catch on fire, anything that will expand will fucking blow up. I mean, goddammit, that was basic science in 7th fucking grade. Not to mention, you know, fucking the people around here, fuck, we had nothing else to do. We lived in a wilderness. You go hunting, you could go fishing, you could go riding around. If you're going riding around, man, you might as well fucking, you know, set off a few fucking explosions for the fucking fun of it. You know, blow out an old car about 5 feet up in the fucking air. It's pretty cool to watch. And people go, oh, you know, fuck you and your bullshit. You'll go to a goddamn fireworks show and everybody claps. Well, that's how kind of fun we had fucking with playing with fucking dynamite and shit, okay? Not bothering nobody, goddamn body, so far up in the mountains, nobody even knew we were there. Except maybe the town might shake every once in a while. At any rate, and then you see the goddamn mortars being used, like up in Portland, shooting them at the fucking, Blackwater USA fucking unlawful fucking troops on the ground here. And, I mean, and then at the same time, they try to tell you that on 4th of July. Oh, you can have sparklers. Fuck you. This is the land of the free. And they tell us that. I mean, last year, man, you wouldn't believe the goddamn fireworks for one little tiny town like this. Well, the town ain't tiny no more, I guess is the deal. But I mean, I'm constant fucking mortars and constant, like just bombs and shit, man, just going off all night long. Nice to sleep, too. But no, Biden here talking about you couldn't have a candidate. You know, that is a fucking bald-faced fucking lie. You could have any goddamn thing you could fucking afford back in them days. They can, because the Bill of Rights was in effect and fucking you just said, I mean, nobody would even dare say anything about it. They did this fucking creep up thing to 1933, I think is when they did the first Gun Control Act, and they just let the fucking, you know, the mafias of the day just run fucking wild until they, you know, like going in and shooting up towns and shit and what happened was the people started coming out with their own fucking rifles and started gunning them down. Here was their opportunity to arm the FBI, an agency that couldn't exist, that was never consented to by we the people. But they could, you know, they had to have their armed agents to go after these bad guys like Al Capone, who anybody could have shot down in the fucking street any day of the fucking week. The people had grown sick of it, so they were going to use, you know, people were, they knew the people to say it because they were coming out with their own fucking guns and shooting them. But we did not need, here again, we didn't need that fucking federal fucking government to take care of fucking some hoodlums. Duck soup. Cannon ownership. Fuck you, you phony son of a bitch. And that speech alone, no matter when it was given, is enough to fucking hang that treasonous son of a bitch because there is nothing past that period on that second article. And it is not an amendment that can be touched. The ninth article makes it very fucking clear. The enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights, that is what we granted, the authorities we granted, cannot be construed, that is interpreted, as to deny or disparage the others. Others retained by the people. And the big argument about, well, this ain't going to cover everything. No, it was a fucking, it was a common law. It was a process. You always talk about when they talk, it's English common law. No, it ain't. When the English were shot out of this fucking country, their fucking laws went with them. Everything English went fucking with them. We created our own fucking law. We created our own fucking autonomy. And we created our own fucking processes. That could not be fucking owned by the fucking clergy. Could not be owned by the dirty church cabal, Masonic dirty church cabal whatsoever. And so they know this shit. I mean, it becomes clear every day when you see them where they can only attack people with, you know, they're threatening them to take their licensing, which no motherfucker ever had to have in this country to have a business. You just had, I mean, if you stayed in the common law and you didn't fucking but buy into the goddamn corporate fucking United States of America, which could not fucking exist because it was supposed to be a republic. We were sold a republic with emphasis on the rights of the individual. And what are you looking at now? Some fucking meathead motherfucker that doesn't even know where in the hell he's at and got shit in his diaper telling you gonna take your guns. I watched that little clip and it wasn't what I expected, you know, because it talked about, you know, we'll send in special forces to take all your guns, and I'm thinking he's made this threat, you know, and I go and look, and he's holding up a paper where he's wanting some, you know, registration to guns or bullshit. We don't fucking care, dude. We got 2 billion guns that you know about. We've had 200 fucking years to pile up fucking more arsenal and fucking ammunition, and you can fucking shake a fucking stick at, and you know it. You can't fucking whip us. That's why you've turned to fucking trying to poison us. You don't even stand a little chance. You're pathetic. There's no amendment that is absolute. Yes, by God, there is. It's the First Amendment. The First Amendment is that entire fucking body of law known as the Bill of Rights. And the ninth article says there can be no jurisdictional authority. Because the only other authority there could be would be the fucking Constitution. And it says the Constitution can contain no fucking interpretation of a power to deny or disparage any of those rights. Because, like I said, they talk about the rights that weren't written. These are written down. You can't fucking read? Obviously not. Asset forfeiture? Fucking the fifth article? Can you read both of them? Tell me what's fucking wrong here. Which is the superior law? And which is just fucking corporate policy coming from a fucking unlawfully created fucking United States corporation? And all your fucking goddamn legislation, all your fucking goddamn statutes and ordinances are all fucking goddamn sub-law that is fucking in violation of the fucking supreme, superior, absolute law of we the people, ratified December 15, 1791, and it is, and to fucking try to enforce it upon us is a violation of that law, and it is treason, and it is sedition, and as you have removed our common law courts, we're to go straight to that second article and blow your fucking asses out of our country. And that's a fact that you cannot argue. There's no amendment that's absolute. Fuck you. Fuck you. I'm saying fuck you to goddamn George Soros. I'm saying fuck you to Barack Obama. I'm saying fuck you to every fucking one of you communists / fucking goddamn fascist motherfuckers who think you're going to change the fucking, take away the freedom and liberty of we the people as into fucking individuals. You're not going to fucking do it. You know you're not going to fucking do it. That's what they, like I, you know, for years we said, if they could take your fucking guns, they would have did it. They know they can't do it. They know they can't even come fucking close. So they go, this poisoning, I mean, this phony COVID-19 that doesn't exist, COVID-19 doesn't exist, COVID-19 doesn't exist. And then the fucking, biological kill agent, the weapon that they created off of this fucking lie. Now that will kill you. That's poisoning. That's people walking up and deliberately letting them kill them. They're not fucking having to go through a hail of gunfire to get to you to fucking kill you. You're letting them. And for the handful of fucking fools that did it, I'm sorry for you. I feel sorry for you. I wish you hadn't have done it. I wish you were fucking smarter than that. I wish you had more fucking grit. I wish you knew your history better. I wish you would have been raised knowing the fucking Bill of Rights and knowing your authority and knowing your power. That these son of a bitches were just your goddamn bitches. They didn't, and they couldn't even talk about your goddamn autonomy. And self-rule is not electing somebody through a fucking, system set up through a goddamn, occupying goddamn foreign government. Because that's what this son of a bitch is. It's an occupying foreign government with the fucking power base based in fucking Israel, that little piss hole over in the Middle East. Fuck them. We'll fucking rip your fucking asses out and shove them down your throat, you assholes. When the amendment was passed, when it was put to on the Constitution, it was already the law of this fucking land that could never be fucking touched, buddy. I mean, you queens fucking esquires think you can fucking twist words. You cannot twist that Bill of Rights, and you cannot twist the fucking dates, and you cannot twist that it is the absolute fucking authority of we the fucking people, and you fucking are our bitches if you were a legitimate government. And being a goddamn occupying corporation, you are fucking enemy. You're enemy combatants, motherfuckers. And this ain't gonna keep going on, and you fucking know it. That's why you see them backsliding and changing the subject. You know, the COVID fucking threats didn't work. Everybody said, come fucking give it a go. So we're back to this fucking shit about, oh, we're gonna come get you. Come get the motherfuckers if you think you can. Special forces, how many you got? You got 2 billion fucking guns scattered over 390 million square fucking miles. Give it a fucking go. You think the people aren't going to know when you start doing it, and they'll fucking come to you. They'll come and wipe your fucking ass out. Because this is something that we don't have to wait around for, and people holding signs and shit and acting stupid like a fucking sign's going to change anything. This is fucking removing the fucking problem and reinstating the fucking law that is the absolute law of we the people under our authority. We're free. I know you fucking crown heads of Europe and you fucking treasonous son of a bitches all the way up to the Rothschilds. I know you fucking despise the fact that we stand on an even keel with you. But you're going to be removed. You have been the problem fucking for millennia. And the fucking monarchs, you're going to be like that fucking, this was a goofy movie, what the fuck was it called? The Cabin Boy? This rich fucking dude gets fucking, the faggy dude gets put on this fucking, ends up on this fishing trawler. And they tell him, you're going to work. You're going to get a ride on our boat. I don't care how in the fuck you got here. You're going to work. And he sweats and he puts this piece of the sweat in a goddamn little vial. I actually have sweat. I have sweated. I mean, this is, and I mean, it's supposed to be a comical, but it's not. That's how arrogant these motherfuckers are. They think that you're their slaves, and you're there to fucking provide for them while they sit on their fucking asses and enjoy your lives. Somebody was talking about the goddamn, average fucking, lifespan. And they were talking, you know, 80, somebody said 80 years old. Yeah, if you're fucking rich. If you ain't fucking rich, it's between 50 and 60 right now. Check it. It has dropped dramatically. Why? Because of the poison falling out of the sky. Because of the GMO foods. Because of the fucking poisoning of the fucking water. They're trying to kill as many of us as they possibly can, but they can't kill enough. People have found them out too soon. People have said, just stood and said, they didn't think people would stand and say, fuck you this quick. I mean, to us, it seems like, Jesus Christ Almighty, what the fuck are we waiting on? This should have been done yesterday. This should have been done 3 fucking generations ago, 4 generations ago. Clear back in 1933 when they fucking, or 1871. When they told you, we're gonna have this Republican, we're gonna have this corporation, we're gonna be the corporate heads, we're gonna make corporate policy, and under the Uniform Commercial Code, it's gonna be enforced as public law, and it doesn't contain your fucking Bill of Rights. That Bill of Rights stands above it, and that Bill of Rights forbid it for it to ever happen. You violated the fucking law when you did it. You committed high treason. You're gonna hang. You are going to fucking be hunted down. And the way you've bolstered and the fucking arrogance you've displayed, it is going to be a pleasure to watch you fucking sweat, to watch you shake like that son of a bitch at that Nuremberg trial, to watch you in fucking total fear, because we're coming for you. I don't care where you fucking go. Once we take back this country and have that nuclear arsenal, they're gonna send your ass over. See, we're gonna look in here at some piece of shit like Barack Obama or George Soros. Now we got George Soros here, and we got a bunch of their goddamn money. They've got the fucking paperwork to show it. They're telling us to send us our fucking money and send this fucking criminal over here, because we're gonna prosecute him. Now, do we for George Soros or for Barack Obama? Are the rest of us going to eat a fucking atomic fucking hydrogen fucking bomb? Because we won't turn criminals over and give back stolen wealth? I don't think so. I think they're going to gladly turn you over. They might tell you they can't find you and we might have to come hunt you, but we're going to have an open hunting season in their goddamn country, and they know it. And you know it. You know it right now. You know you have fucking, you went too far to turn back. And you can't go forward, because you're just, the fucking wall in front of you is getting thicker and thicker every day as the people discover who they are, what their jurisdictional authority is, and what their fucking duty to their people and to their own freedom and liberty, what it is, and that it is their goddamn obligation to take up arms and crush this fucking attempt to fucking take us and enslave us. When the amendment was passed, you could not buy a can. I love that. That really kills me. And so there is no reason why you should be able to buy certain assault weapons, said Biden. Well, yeah, there is, Biden. I don't know, man. This motherfucker, I found it real fucking easy. I've read it on this fucking program. I can't even count the times. It's old. It's weathered. It's got shit written all over it. But, no, what was it he said again? You cannot buy a cannon, and so there's no reason why you should be able to buy certain assault weapons. That's your statement, Biden? Here's the statement of the man who defined the fucking second article when it was attached to your Constitution, when it was already the fucking law of this fucking land, and you just attached it to that fraudulent fucking Constitution that never was. But this is what the man said. His name was Tense Cotts. Who are the militia? Are they not ourselves? Congress have no power to disarm the militia. They're sword and every other terrible implement, including the cannon, including any goddamn ordnance we can get our fucking hands on, build ourselves. Implement of the soldier are the birthright. You know what a fucking birthright is? Maybe you better get out a dictionary of an American. The ultimate power of the sword is not in the hands of either the federal or state governments, but where I trust in God, it will ever remain in the hands of we the people. as civil rulers, and they're not fucking rulers. They were never meant to be rulers. They would rule with inside their inside the fiduciary of the, on the basis of, you know, clerk. They're like clerks. We are 300 million of us cannot get in the same room to sign the same piece of paper to fucking deal with an international situation or a national situation. That's all the authority they ever had. They never had authority to fucking build, have a policing force over we the people, to have any kind of control over we the people whatsoever, unless it was in time of war and the militia, not the goddamn, not this goddamn state guards, not this goddamn, what the hell do they call them, National Guard, and none of this shit, the militia, the people, us, we. As civil rulers, you don't rule us, motherfuckers. We're individual free sovereign nationals. We're the goddamn, we're like kings and queens. Nobody fucking rules us. Not having their duty to the people duly before them may attempt to tyrannize, and that's exactly what they're fucking doing. And as the military forces, which must be occasionally raised, and see when they say occasionally raised, that's when the, you know, Congress declared a war under the old Constitution. The first constitution. And then they would raise the forces from the bulk of the fucking population, from the militias. The unregulated fucking militias. Because you can't have a regulated militia that is under the authority of the fucking domestic enemy that is fucking trying to fucking enslave you. How stupid do they think people are? We were never meant to be under their control. They were meant to be under our absolute control with a tight fucking leash and that heel. They weren't to move unless we said it was okay, and they had to get our goddamn consent, and they never did. That bill, that constitution ain't worth the fucking paper it's written on. It was never consented to by the people. We never agreed to shit. As civil rulers not having their duty to the people before them may attempt to tyrannize, and as the military forces that can't be raised except to defend our country, and they would come from the bulk of the fucking population of the unregulated militia that steps up as trained militia. They train themselves. They choose their own fucking officers, no one higher than a fucking colonel, and we kick their fucking asses. We make sure they were to make sure that we had the armaments. And the armaments, when I was fucking, just before I turned 18, and I mean just before I turned 18, you could go down to the Army in Klamath Falls, and you could walk in there, and they would give you a fucking M1 Grand and 1,000 rounds of ammunition for civil defense. You just fucking sign a piece of paper and take it and walk right out the fucking door with it. Take it home. They wanted everybody to have one and have it sitting in their fucking closet. So if there was an attack upon our land, there would be a fucking gun behind every blade of grass. Now, we've had to buy our own armament, but there that goddamn gun is behind every blade of grass, and you motherfuckers know it. You're done. How far are you? I mean, goddamn, all we can do is tell you that the fucking degree of your fucking punishment is going to increase with the amount of tyranny that we have to endure past this fucking moment. Because there's nobody that doesn't know that you are unlawful. That you are criminals, that you are traitors to our people and to our law. And we have the right to fucking punish you as we see fit. And fucking don't, I don't want to hear about the Geneva Convention. Well, I'm sorry, but we're not in on that because it was our country had already been fucking seized by an unlawful corporation. They're the ones that signed it. They're the ones you can hold, well, you don't hold nobody fucking to it anyway. As I've watched the Gaza Strip be bombed with fucking phosphorus bombs that are supposed to be illegal. I've watched them burn right through little fucking kids. And so and this internet thought of international law is bullshit anyway. They can't have no jurisdictional authority inside our country. Just like the UN's, you know, they're talking about, well, we're going to do the emergency thing here. And when we say lockdown, we're going to be there. Try it, motherfuckers. Try it. There's people that have been wanting to blow the fuck out of a blue helmet all their goddamn lives, and I'm one of them. You send foreign fucking troops into my goddamn country, and I promise to shoot on sight. Military forces, which must be occasionally raised to defend our country, might pervert their power to the injury of their fellow citizens, and we're not fucking citizens, By definition of the English language, we are individual free sovereign nationals. This Bill of Rights made us individual free sovereign nationals. Separate. We're not citizens to any state. We're individuals. This is the whole fucking fight going on here right now, is trying to get everybody to join a collective. Be it a fucking incorporated militia, be it in any incorporated group, you know, Black Caucus, Brown Caucus, Purple Caucus, join a group. No, we are not group people. We are individuals. And it is individuality that is under fucking attack. That's what they want to destroy. And the only way they can destroy it is to destroy that procedural due process, that fucking common law that guarantees that you cannot fucking touch one of us as a fucking goddamn group. You have to come at us at one at a time in your individual capacity. And when you lay down a fucking charge, or you put down a god, or you file a fucking suit, you better have the goddamn shit to back it up. And if we can show that you're doing this trying to gain fucking power over the fucking our jurisdictional authority, we can hang your fucking ass. We can take your ass out and put you up against the wall and shoot you dead by law. And we will be back in the law. We will be the White Hats. We will be the good boys. Pervert their power to the injury of their fellow citizens. The people are confirmed by the next article in their right to keep and bear their private. What the fuck? Look, you better get your goddamn dictionary up, you fucking communists. Because it says private arms. And it doesn't say goddamn no cannons. I don't see no cannons. I don't see no cannons after the second article. You fuck you. Every fucking terrible. See, the ultimate power. See. Every terrible implement of the soldier. That means every terrible weapon of the soldier. That means every terrible arm of the soldier belongs to us. We're supposed to be better armed than any fucking goddamn government soldier. Got it? The militia, who are in fact the effective part of the people at large. That's the unregulated militia, men and women at this point, because the women got as much right to fucking kill for their liberty as the fucking men do. So the men and women between the ages of 14 and 45, that's your obligation. You're charged with that duty. That's the older fellas that, you know, we could back down. We could step down and say, you know, I don't have to serve, just like, but we're Samuel Whittemore. We hate these motherfuckers. They try to take our fucking life away from us. We didn't pass it on this generation or the generation before. What they're trying to do is have the younger people come up and just think they're going to just take it away from us. These little communist bastards that don't rate more than fucking 12 to 20 fucking percent of the total fucking population. Well, fucking just whip them with a fucking belt. They're mostly 4 foot nothing fucking women. You really fucking think, or else they're fucking homosexuals or fucking transvestites, bring your fucking queer army on. See how long they fucking last. See how many of those 2 billion fucking guns they get, let alone the rest of the arsenal of this fucking free fucking people that you think you can fuck with. We'll form a powerful check upon the regular troops. That's our duty. And there's not supposed to be no goddamn standing army in this country, especially a standing army of mercenaries answering to an unlawful fucking corporation that cannot exist, that exists in violation of our fucking 9th article, 10th article of the fucking Bill of Rights, which is our common law, the people's fucking jurisdiction, established December 15th, 1791. That was when we attached it to your fucking phony-ass constitution, and the people... They didn't want that fucking constitution. That's why you never tried to ratify it. You just took the same cronies that just created a government in the middle of an uprising, not one fucking vote from one fucking person out there killing the king's fucking men for their freedom. You just decided you was going to be in charge. Well, now you're the ruling class. You've identified your fucking self, and every one of you is going down. We're taking everything you fucking got, everything you've stolen from us, and you're going to fucking hang for it. Get used to the fucking idea. Like you thought we were going to get used to the idea of you fucking ruling over us. We're Americans, motherfucker. Anyhow, let's take a break. We'll be right back.
down the road here from me, there's an old holly tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend, come back again, there's a jug full of that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and in that review there are few. I'll hush up my mug if you'll fill up my jug with that good old Mountain
listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1244 Pacific Time, and that was Guns N' Roses with, well, Welcome to the Jungle. And to you fucking communists and you fascists out there, I say, welcome to the jungle. You're going to die, and you're going to die under the law. This isn't going to be no goddamn civil war where we're killing each other. We're wiping your fucking asses out. We're running all the foreigners out. And then we're going to get these, tell these world organizations to fuck off, or we'll fucking destroy them with hydrogen bombs. And we're going to live in peace, and we're going to have our wealth back, and we're going to be fucking happy. That's the part that hurts the most, ain't it, you old propagandist cocksuckers? Finish this article out. Last April, Joe Biden, nothing I'm about to recommend, this is when they're wanting to fucking, you know, the red flag laws and all this shit, and a database, have a national database on 2 billion fucking guns, and that's the ones you know about. What the fuck, what do you think you're going to do with it? Huh? So you got how many, you got special forces to match fucking 100 million motherfuckers with guns? I don't think so. Scattered over 390 million square miles? I don't fucking think so. I think you'll be wiped out just like fucking King George III's fucking army was fucking wiped out. The most powerful fucking army on the planet at the time. Rolls ragtag fucking people. You want to bet? They came out of the jungle. Nothing I'm about to recommend in any way infringes on the Second Amendment. No, but you've already infringed upon the second article to the point of fucking hang, you're gonna get hang, hung or shot. You're trying to fucking subvert our fucking law and fucking enslave us. And our fucking law says we get to kill you if you do it. We're not gonna kill you. We're supposed to kill you. We're negligent if we don't kill you. No amendment to the Constitution is absolute. That fucking First Amendment, which is a body of law made up of 10 articles, is. The ninth article says no fucking power can exist to change it one fucking iota, to deny or disparage, and to say that you're fucking bullshit fucking legislation that doesn't have any fucking force because it's just corporate policy you want to enforce as public law. It does infringe. You fucking, I mean, anything. You don't even talk about our goddamn guns. It's an infringement to talk about them. To talk about our authority. To talk about our goddamn jurisdictional authority over you. You can't yell fire in a crowded movie theater and call it freedom of speech. From the beginning, you couldn't own any weapon you wanted to own. Yes, by God, you could. Abso-fucking-lutely you could. But from the time I was like, again, right about when I was turning 18, hell, you could go down to the goddamn hardware store and buy fucking dynamite, plastique, you know, stump powder to clear land. My uncle fucking took the side of a hill off, man. His son bought a piece of property next to my grandfather's farm, and they took the side of a fucking hill off and leveled it with fucking plastique. And they went down and fucking bought at the goddamn hardware store. You are infringing like a motherfucker on us because that is an armament. That is another terrible weapon of the fucking soldier that belongs to we the people as our birthright. Let's see. Anyone you wanted to own, he said. Gun violence in this country is an epidemic and it's an international embarrassment. No fucking violation of the fucking supreme superior absolute law of we the people. Ratified December 15, 1791, and the law before it was ever put on that fraudulent fucking non-constitution of yours is the fucking supreme law, and it is the embarrassment. It's the embarrassment of everyone calling themselves an American national, that you fucking are letting it go on, that you are allowing it. Biden said last year, fuck you, Biden, you're nobody. You're just a fucking meat puppet, and you're fucking... The thing is, He's going to be one of the ones that get hung just because he fucking read a teleprompter. I don't think the son of a bitch knows even where he's at half the fucking time, or three quarters of the fucking time, or maybe he never knows where he's at. And he gave that big, long speech, and I noticed these blotches, man. I was looking at him on his face and stuff. I mean, who, you think they can't get somebody that looks enough like him that still has some, that hasn't drank 400 million gallons of fucking whiskey in his, shoved it down his Irish ass, that can still fucking speak coherently at least, read and speak coherently, answer no questions, not until it's gone through the fucking Communist Committee. They occupy the goddamn White House. They occupy the fucking Capitol. We are not bound to do anything but fucking destroy them, and they fucking know it. I like this one. Shannon Watts, overlap between gun extremists and men who hate women is alarming. you fucking care. You Karens, I got to tell you something. We hate the Todds just as much as we fucking hate you. It has nothing to do with fucking gender, but see how they would try to fucking use gender as a weapon against you? Your fucking, the color of your skin is what, the way to divide your people. Age, goddamn anything, anything to put in a pride is to try to get you to pull apart. We're not gonna. We're fucking united. We don't care what the color of our brother's fucking skin is. We're gonna fucking wipe your ass out. We have the wherewithal to do it, and we have the fucking law that says we're supposed to do it. It is our charge. It is our duty to our fucking progeny and to the men in the past who fucking put that fucking law into place at the barrel of a goddamn gun. You don't like violence, man. You fucking cocksucker sure don't mind using it on us, though, do you? You want to, if you had all the fucking guns, think what this, we'd be like fucking Australia. We'd be fucked. Ellie published an article by Mike Bloomberg, a gun control affiliate, Shannon Watts, in which she claims the overlap between gun extremists and men who hate women is alarming. Really? I'll tell you what. See, I don't live in the fucking city. I mean, I do not. It's a city to me now. It's just fucking bearable to tell you the fucking truth. But, I mean, you go into, like, Klamath Falls or even around Chiloquin here, and you'll see the girls, and they're wearing tight pants, and they got their goddamn purple-handled or pink-handled fucking Glock in a holster. They like to wear them outside. They like to open carry. But for everyone that's open carrying, there's two or three more that got them fucking, stashed. You know, the ladies in their purses and in the hidden holsters and what might have you. I look at the gun stores. I see the people coming in to get more fucking guns, and the people that are packing, and a lot of them are women. I'd say half of them are fucking women. And that's just fucking fine with me. I think they're awesome. I think if a man's looking for a real woman, which is not a fucking Karen, you're not a real woman. You don't even know what the fuck you are. You got 95 fucking definitions of fucking, what sex you are, or whatever you're fucking identifying as. I love that identifying as. I identify as the individual free sovereign national, and I by God am. And I know my authority, and I know what my goddamn rights are. And I know that it is my obligation to fucking kill you if you try to take it away from me. You removed our fucking courts. You took the peaceful way away. And until those courts are back, there's only one way that we fight this war that we're already in. And that's by guerrilla tactics. And we're pushing them back. But we need to fucking hurt them, and we need to hurt them bad. They're still playing around up there in Canada. You know, like I told you they would do here, they blocked them way back from the fucking border so they can still bring cars back and forth across the border. And I don't really see them gaining no fucking traction up there. But what if those people could have come with fucking guns and just shot fuck anybody that got in their goddamn way right down to the fucking border and then occupied it? Well, then they would probably use the fucking tactical nuke on them. But they're not fearing the fucking Canadians because they're not armed. But what they don't realize is, I believe the majority of the Canadians are freedom-loving fucking people. And they are fucking our brothers and sisters in this struggle for this against this attempt at world genocide. We got enough fucking guns to arm everybody, man, woman, and child in this country. Every fucking American national, we got plenty of guns to arm them and our fucking Canadian neighbors. The people who are fighting for the fucking sovereignty and their fucking culture of their fucking country. And we don't want, I mean, we'll offer you the Bill of Rights, but it'll be your choice if you fucking invoke it or whatever law you do invoke, because it's your fucking country and we respect that. Just like you respect that this is our country. And this is shit about here, I mean, this is the goofiest goddamn shit I've ever seen in my life. When I see a fucking woman fucking packing a piece, man, she's just like the fucking, we take the girls out fucking shooting. They love the fucking shoot. They love fucking guns. They love to hit the target. They love the fact that they can fucking do it. And they love the fact that they can kill a deer if they want to. I got a goddamn niece. I think she's 13 years old, man. She's a deadly fucking shot with a 308. And she don't weigh fucking nothing, man. That girl can shoot, and so can her sister. My sisters, before they turned 18, they weren't, I mean, it was like a requirement, but it wasn't, because they loved to hunt. We hunted since we were little children, in the car, looking for deer for dad. But they could go out, and they killed a fucking deer. They shot that son of a bitch, and they went up there, and they gutted it. And then we helped them drag it down the hill, but we wouldn't have had to. I mean, they could have skinned it on the fucking ground and took it out a chunk at a time. But we took it down for them and hung it, and they skinned it. They cut it up. They cooked it, and we ate it. And then my dad was satisfied that they could take care of themselves in any kind of situation. And if they had to, as long as they had their guns and their equipment, you know, their backpacks and their stuff to survive, that they would... It would take a lot to hurt us. And my dad tried to make us fucking self-sufficient and able to fucking face any situation that fucking arose. Watt's article is part of the left's effort to pressure Congress into expanding the prohibited purchase possessors list of firearms in America. They are specifically pushing to expand prohibitions against ex-spouses to include ex-boyfriends and ex-dating partners. I'm tell you what, bitches, Karens, all you Karens out there, listen up close. You fucking physically, we're dominant. The man is fucking dominant, plain and simple. Now, you're going to have to get you a goddamn pistol before you could even fucking step up and back your fucking mouth or try to. You're not going to do it. You're pissant. Fuck, you piss your pants. If you fucking come up against a goddamn real American national, and it'll probably be a woman that fucking kicks your ass anyway, a real American woman.
Mentally is a different story.
Yeah, well, absolutely. Men have been fighting in the jungle for millennia. It was always protect the women, the children, and the old people. That's what the warriors, the men of fighting age, did. We have done it. I mean, it's in our fucking DNA. It's not in their DNA. I mean, you can go back to, just like I said, I was talking about my sisters killing the deer and what may have you. And that's, well, Rebecca Boone. You read Daniel Boone, the true life story of him. How he'd leave for fucking 7-8 years at a time, and she had to feed the family. She'd go out with a goddamn one shot in a goddamn fucking flintlock and kill a fucking bear, cut it up and carry it back to the fucking house to feed her kids. Women were tough back then. And the women out here in the fucking, we're not in the city. We're not a bunch of fucking puffy, candy ass bunch of punks, and neither are our women. They will fucking deal with your ass, man. To secure that gun control, Watts paints pro-Second Amendment males as not noxious. What about the pro-Second Amendment women? There's as many of them packing around here as there are men. What about them, bitches? What about them, Karen? What about them, Todd? To be clear, pro-gun activists don't disagree with us because they actually believe we want to take their guns away. They hate us because we're women. Oh, yes, that's it. No, you, first place, you're unappealing, I will say that, because the fucking woman who's trying to act like a fucking man is disgusting. Women are fucking awesome in their traditional role, and they can fucking, you know, shoot a, they expected to be shooting guns, and always in this goddamn country, everybody was expected to fucking be able to weld a fucking firearm or do what they had to. You had to get through the fucking men first, but then the next line of defense was the old men, And you'd have to kill every one of them, and then before you could get to the children, the women would fucking let you have it with everything they had. You had to kill every fucking one of them. And that's the strength that's in here in the jungle, motherfuckers. It's here, and it's evident. I hear a lot of people say, no, no, there's no, you never seen them. You ought to come here. See the people, go walk around in the fucking grocery stores. I don't give a fuck what it is. We have the right to open carry, and people are exercising that goddamn right. The women are exercising that right. And the women, I mean, I don't believe in conceal, I already have the right to conceal carry. I mean, they could make no law saying I can't conceal carry. They can't make no law infringing on my second article whatsoever. But they like them hidden guns. And I'll tell you what, man. When you approach a fucking woman around, somebody, I always talk about the transsexual following my wife or one of my granddaughters or grandnieces into the fucking bathroom. You better fucking, I mean, there's just as good a chance that one, you go in there and you start to fuck with one of them, they're going to kill you right there with a fucking pistol that they had fucking in their purse or in a fucking hidden pocket in their fucking dress. It depends. The young girls, they like to wear the tight jeans, and they like to have those, you know, displayed. It's almost a fashion statement around here. But they know how to shoot those fucking guns, too. And someone who's scared, I mean, they know if they're attacked by a fucking man with trying to rape them or molest them, that they can kill that son of a bitch, and he's paid for it. They ain't going to get one fucking day. They know it. Even if they don't know the fucking Bill of Rights as well as they should, they still know that the rights that they have as fucking, as women of the West, I'll say. Rarely do the men who proclaim themselves defenders of constitutional liberty, not constitutional, see, they're not going to shake that Constitution thing. That Constitution never fucking existed. Never fucking ratified by the people. No consent. It does not fucking, it's no kind of controlling law. The controlling law is that fucking Bill of Rights. And you won't see them, they hate to have the words Bill of Rights written down. They hate to say them. And they'll try to connect them straight back to that fucking 14th Amendment with your privileges and immunities. That's how they got that goddamn, when they first started with the driver's license, people said, fuck you. I don't have to have your permission to go down the goddamn road I paid to build. But they used force and pushed in for years and years and years. And finally they started calling it a privilege. It ain't a privilege. It's a goddamn right. You have no goddamn warrant with a fucking affidavit attached of anybody complaining about me. You cannot fucking stop me from doing anything. I'm free. I'm at liberty. I can own property that you cannot come upon without a fucking being in your individual capacity and having a fucking warrant with a affidavit attached and being prepared for my fucking response. And you better have the fucking goods, buddy, or your ass will be hanging outside the courthouse, because that's what I will ask for. And I know how to ask for it. And more people every day are learning how to ask for it. More people every day are learning that, just like that woman in the bathroom, there's certain situations where you got the right to blow their fucking head off. And if they try to usurp the fucking law of we the people, after removing our fucking common law court so we cannot fucking take them into court as individuals, that is an act of fucking war. That is declaration of war. And it is on us to fucking fight that fucking war and destroy the fucking threat to our people, to our old people, to our young people, to our women. But our women fucking, yeah. When I see fucking a woman with a goddamn pistol, packing a pistol, and I was talking about Laura's sister yesterday, and she's the only one in their whole fucking family. But I guarantee you, she's got her pink fucking Glock. She grew up out in fucking Bly, out in the fucking country, man. And things never changed out there. Everybody's still the same. They're still the same people, and they're being invaded, and they don't fucking like it. You can go and you can hear people fucking, every once in a while, somebody say, get the fuck out of here, you California motherfuckers. There's gonna be a purge. There's gonna be a purge. It's coming. And like I said yesterday, I mean, you count the guns. You know who's got a gun? Every fucking buddy has a gun. And if they ain't got one, they can get one within fucking seconds. Rarely do men who proclaim themselves defenders of the constitutional liberty. You fucking don't even know what you're talking about. You're talking communist fucking talk. You shove your constitution up your ass. We're autonomous. and we fucking live under the fucking Bill of Rights, the true, superior, supreme law of this goddamn country. Liberty direct message me about policy. No, it ain't about policy, bitch. See, that's the whole thing. That's the difference between your Roman civil law, your fucking uniform commercial code, and our fucking absolute fucking ratified law of December 15, 1791. Ours is superior. Ours is public law for private purposes. Yours is private policy, corporate policy that you think you're going to enforce upon us as public law so that you can subjugate us. Give it a fucking go. And don't forget, people, they're fucking, like we said it before, if they could have, they would have already. That's why they've turned to fucking poison, to poisoning our people. They've got to get rid of it. I mean, goddamn, the population's still going to fucking grow. But they've got to get ahead of it. I mean, this is how they feel about it. This is their goddamn mantra. Go ahead and try it. You fucking son of a bitches, man. You'll be slaughtered. You know you're going to be slaughtered. How many people have thought they were fucking going to do shit like this? And in the end, man, the snow fell. They're much more likely to threaten me with rape or hanging. Rape or hanging. I never heard nobody threatening to rape no fucking buddy that's a fucking American national. Yeah, hanging, oh yes. You break the fucking law, it don't matter what fucking sex you are. You join with a fucking enemy against we the people and our freedom and liberty and against our fucking absolute ratified superior supreme law of December 15th, 1791. You hang. Or you put up against the law. I don't give a fuck who you are. And that's what you bitches, you used your bitchhood to work your way in and the communists knew, just like the old lady from Romania told me. You got that feeling of power. Oh, I got power. That 6 foot man over there, 220 pounds. I watched it on Sheena. I watched it on the fucking, Jewish fucking goddamn entertainment. I wanted to break an arm. We could just tear these. Fucking try it. You goofy bitches. We don't hate you because you're women. We hate you because you're not. Gun extremists have told me, to go take a cake, go bake a cake, bitch, or to do what all the other stay-at-home moms do and watch TV with a bottle of Chardonnay, I guess it is. I've been told I'm trying to take people's rights away just because I got knocked up once. What the fuck does that mean? I mean, these goddamn people are, you're pathetic. I mean, this is the best messaging you can put out now. This is how far you're down the fucking tube. This is how far you've been shoved back. And time, now is the time, people, to fucking full course court press these motherfuckers. It's the time to take them out. To get rid of their fucking asses once and for all. To get us out of every fucking world organization. To get control of our goddamn nukes. So that no world organization will ever poke their fucking nose in our business again. Unless they want to eat an ICBM-controlled fucking hydrogen bomb. And then we can live free. We can have our wealth back. We can hang the traitors. And we can live happy. Happiness is what they cannot fucking stand. They should only get to be happy. A handful of them at the top. And yeah, you women fucking, you have stepped up because the women outnumber the men in this country. Two fucking world wars will do that. You're killing off mostly the fucking men. But do not think that your fucking numbers mean a fucking shit and thing to us. We have been fighting and killing since the beginning of fucking time. The man was always been the warrior. And the women fucking protected the kids and ran. And hoped that they didn't overrun them. When it come to the kids, they would, a sharp stick, whatever they could, they fought like any fucking goddamn, like a dog. Even a dog will fight for its fucking children. You fucking bitches, you go out and you kill your fucking children. Oh, it's trendy. I'm going to get, all my kids are going to get the shot. Really? You city bitch? Well, you're cooperating with fucking goddamn international fucking, an international attempt to take over this fucking country by international fucking goddamn criminals. And you will fucking answer to the fucking piper. The women who fucking are American women who fucking know who they are and what their authority is and stand with the fucking men of this fucking country. They're fucking real women. They don't have a thing to worry about, except I'm sure they want to, the women, our women, want to see you fucking hang as bad as we do. Think about that for a little bit. And they and their numbers are great too. It's great. They're greater than yours. You got 12 to 20%. You were facing a goddamn army of women that'll just wipe your fucking women asses out. Us men don't even have to do that. We wipe the men out. But you want to stand up there like you got a fucking pair, fucking get ready for what comes with it. Because there is consequences to every fucking action. We are past the top of the hour. We will be back on Monday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on PBFT. And until then, man, if you, tell these Karens. Say, this is why, bitch. You're not an American woman. You're a fucking foreign invader. I don't give a shit what your sex is. You're just, you're a fucking enemy of the fucking people. You're an enemy of freedom and liberty. And freedom and liberty I am bound to fight for to the fucking death. I'm bound to destroy you. It is my duty. Otherwise, I'm a coward. Otherwise, I don't deserve it. And that is the word from the trenches.